NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Weilin Wong. And a very happy Halloween. It is a big holiday for the kids, adults too, and of course, the retail company Spirit Halloween. Every year, it's known for taking over abandoned stores and struggling shopping centers around the country with its Halloween pop-ups. Our friends at NPR's It's Been a Minute just did an excellent episode about how the company came to be. So we are bringing that to you today. It's part capitalist success story, part cultural narrative, and a history of how one store became a kind of grim reaper for American retailers. After the break, It's Been a Minute's host Brittany Luce and Planet Money's Kenny Malone tell the tale of Spirit Halloween.
So the story starts with a man named Joe Marver sometime in the early 80s. And he was the owner of this struggling store in the Bay Area. It was a dress store called Spirit Women's Discount Apparel.
Spirit Women's Discount Dress Apparel.
Just Spirit Women's Discount Apparel.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. I messed up that confusing series of words. Yes.
I wouldn't say that the name of the store was optimized. Uh-huh. But just you wait. His luck is going to change. So one October day, Joe looks out across the street at this costume shop, and he sees something that just really gets his goat. He sees a line around the corner with people trying to get in to buy Halloween costumes. Mind you, temporary outfits, while his store, full of permanent year-round apparel, is struggling.
This is an interesting observation that Halloween costumes are temporary clothes.
Exactly, exactly. So eventually down the line, this costume store across the street, it moves locations, and when it does, Joe puts his dresses in storage and he fills his store with Halloween-centric things, and his stuff flies off the shelf. It's the best October he's ever had. And I would say at this point, Joe is starting to get into something, right? But he's not yet achieved the status that is yet to come.
No. I mean, if you've got to take a whole building's worth of dresses and put them in storage every Halloween, I feel like you haven't quite figured out what you are yet.
True. But it doesn't take him long. The next year, Joe leases a temporary space at a nearby mall, what today we would call a pop-up. And he sells $100,000 worth of merchandise in 30 days.
Almost $300,000 in today money.
I'd say that's pretty good.
That's a lot of money.
Right. And so he realizes, Joe's like, I'm on to something. The way he framed it later is, I didn't invent temporary sales, but I feel like I invented temporary Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Joe Marver proceeds to kill it at his Halloween business. Over the next 15 years, he grows the chain to nearly 60 pop-up businesses. And somewhere along the way, he changes the name officially to Spirit Halloween.
Can remember it, finally.
Joe Marver says that the key to his business growth is two parts. One is presence. He plasters freeway billboards with huge Spirit ads and tries to rent as large a storefront as he can close to a Walmart or a Target shopping center. And variety, that's the other thing. There's not just costumes at Spirit Halloween. There are also decorations. There's Halloween-themed everything. And also, I mean, think about what goes with costumes. Face paint, blood, and not just one kind of fake blood, but like thick fake blood, thin runny fake blood, and some that can just kind of like sit there like a slug.
It matters a lot. Fake blood matters a lot.
At one point in Spirit Halloween's run, Joe Marver's buyers would study and place orders in January for things from movies, TV shows, pop culture references, very tongue-in-cheek costumes. Uh-huh. But they also kept a stock of cash ready for like last-minute orders on sleeper movies that turned into big blockbuster hits. By the time we're 15 years into this business, 60% of sales happen in the 2 weeks leading up to Halloween.
60%?
Yes. So, I mean, at this point, we're in the late 90s. Spirit Halloween is like the thing. It's the thing. They're doing great business. They're beginning to really monopolize the Halloween space. And there are interested buyers who see the company's potential. One of them is Spencer Gifts. I don't know if you're familiar with Spencer Gifts.
Oh, I know Spencer Gifts. Naughty, naughty place to go in if you were a young kid.
Yes. I remember a lot of like toilet humor type things, fart machines, whoopee cushions.
Yeah, fart machines. Like that. Yeah, love that stuff.
In 1999, Joe Marver runs into an executive from Spencer Gifts at a party supply trade show in Manhattan. The executive, okay, get this, whisks him away in a limo ride to Spencer Gifts' headquarters in New Jersey. And they basically tell him they'll give him a fat check, the fat check he'd been looking for.
Whoa.
And with that, Spirit is purchased by Spencer Gifts, 1999.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know this happened. This is the plot twist I never knew.
Yes. The real twist, fun fact, is that Joe Marver says he did not particularly like Halloween.
What? No. No, I'm glad he's out.
So Spirit Halloween continues to prevail to this day. According to their website, Spirit has about 1,400 Halloween pop-ups.
That's so many.
Yeah.
I've read a little bit about it because I find it fascinating. They're kind of on the phone with these big companies who are in charge of big portfolios of malls and retail space. And
right.
I was also fascinated to learn that, you know, they realized pretty early on, Spirit did, that the companies that have this retail space, they're scared to like rent for 3 months because like, what if the perfect tenant comes during that time? And they're like, oh, sorry, we have this Halloween thing in. They're like, oh, all right, we're moving on. So they had to start building in, it sounds like, a clause that's like, look, if we get a 5 to 10 year tenant, Spirit is like, it's fine, we'll leave, we'll go find somewhere else.
Oh, wow.
So that's been a key part of their business model. Like they need to be willing to like up and leave if the right tenant shows up in the meantime.
That's really interesting. But I mean, they have like an entire real estate team simply dedicated to the purpose of finding these empty retail spaces that are like, I mean, in huge, I'm talking like 7,000 to 10,000 square feet. Some are smaller,
That's so big.
Last year, Spirit hired more than 25,000 temporary employees to work the Halloween season. So while the business itself operates year round, most of their Halloween stores close on November 2nd.
So there is basically like a mass layoff every November 2nd. I mean, I'm sure it extends because they're cleaning up the stores and stuff. But like that is a giant swell of labor that some poor HR person has to deal with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I mean, the other observation about Spirit is that like Spirit exists in this bizarre middle ground where they're like, they just aren't a retail location for like 9 months out of the year. And so I guess in theory, that's cutting those overhead costs. The reality is that Spirit is technically a pop-up. It's a temporary retail space. Most pop-ups are mostly about branding, marketing, maybe giving people a customer experience for an online brand, but it's not really about like making money. So Spirit's a little unusual in that sense.
I mean, it really is a unique business model.
It is definitely an industry in and of itself at this point. And one of my big kind of galaxy-brained thoughts about Spirit Halloween is that the key to American malls were these anchor stores, these department stores that were events in and of themselves, going to Sears, going to JCPenney's. We just don't use those stores those ways anymore. And in a very strange twist, like maybe the modern anchor store for the American mall is the spooky Grim Reaper that is Spirit Halloween, like lording over the carcass of the American mall, looking at its anchor stores and saying, we'll just be there for 3 months and then we're gone. Like it kind of is a perfect end to the arc of the American mall.
Mm.
You know, at its peak, there were more than 2,000 malls in the United States. And I've seen quoted that we're down to about 700 right now. And I've seen one expert say that like within the next 10 years, we'll be down to 150 malls. Like, you know, I don't know what Spirit Halloween is supposed to do. Like, I guess there wouldn't be vacant retail space at that point, but who knows?
Thanks to Brittany Luce of It's Been a Minute and Planet Money's Kenny Malone. This was originally produced by Jamila Huxtable, Jessica Mendoza, and Andrea Gutierrez. It was edited by Jessica Plachek. The Indicator will be back tomorrow with a new episode.